I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States faithfully. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Barack Obama, who was sworn in as America's 44th president on Tuesday, becoming the nation's first African-American leader. In his first major act as president, Obama has requested the suspension of all military trials at Guantanamo Bay detention camp, a promise he made frequently throughout his campaign. In his inaugural address on Tuesday, Obama emphasized the idea of respect for justice and the rights of the individual, rejecting as false the choice between our safety and our ideals. The new president also spoke of his desire to usher in a new era of peace, to responsibly leave Iraq to its people, and forge a hard-earned peace in Afghanistan. He also pledged bold and swift action to deal with the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Just hours before Obama was sworn in, Pope Benedict sent him a telegram giving his blessing and saying he prays for the new president to be granted unfailing wisdom and strength. The Pope said he prayed that under Obama's leadership, the American people may continue to find in their religious and political heritage the spiritual values and ethical principles needed to cooperate in the building of a truly just and free society. A society, he went on, marked by respect for the dignity, equality and rights of each of its members, especially the poor, the outcast and those who have no voice. Pope Benedict said that at a time when so many yearn for liberation from the scourge of poverty, hunger and violence, he prayed that Obama will be confirmed in his resolve to promote understanding, cooperation and peace among the nations. He concluded by imparting his blessing upon Obama, his family, and upon all the American people.